Hi all, sorry there's no behind closed doors at the moment. There isn't even any football behind closed doors. But we have got a new podcast for you, all about what I call trainers. But cooler people than me call them sneakers. It's called Soulful, spelled S-O-L-E-F-U-L. See what we've done there? It's about the biggest brands and most famous shoes of all time, and it features interviews with the people who made them famous. First up is Stan Smith. Take a listen.
Yo, welcome to Soulful. This is the podcast that reveals everything you've ever wanted to know about sneakers, creps, trainers, whatever you refer to them as. Hosted by myself, Kish Cash, and the good homie, Jason Coles. Today, we're not only going to be talking about one of the most loved sneakers of all time, we're going to be talking to the man himself, Stan Smith.
Well, when I started wearing the shoe, I kept looking down when I was returning serve at my face. And I kept saying, well, gee, this is really weird to have my face looking back at me. And I played a lot of players. And my point was, I really felt that it wasn't proper for a player to beat me wearing my shoe. She leaned over one time. She says, I'm getting pretty good at signing shoes. I said, yeah, well, I've been doing it for about 50 years, but you are doing a good job. So at the end of the evening, the people sort of parted, and this lady walked up, and it was Madonna. She put her left shoe on the table, and it was a pretty good effort because she's not, 32 years old anymore, and she's not very tall either. And I said, that's a great effort, Madonna, but that's the wrong shoe. I'm going to sign the other shoe. So
this one's going to be an absolute treat for all the skateboarders out there, because we're going to be talking about the Vans Style 95. And we haven't got just anyone on to talk about it. No, we've got Vans legend Steve Van Doren, who's the son and nephew of the two brothers that founded the company.
And how did it become Vans? My last name's Van Doren. Yep. When we opened the very first factory and stuff, on the factory it said House of Vans. And then so the heel labels, the House of Vans in London there, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
House of Vans, it was in Brooklyn, the House of Vans. So that was the first name of the company. The House of Vans was on the first heel label of the first shoes. When my dad built the shoe Vans, he worked for a shoe company for 20 years, so he knew when he made the Vans shoe, he's going to make his better than that, better than Converse, better than PF Flyers, better than the shoes that were around those days, which was mostly canvas. So everything about the shoe was, at that time, better, so that when the skaters wore the shoes, they found out they lasted longer, and they didn't wear out as quick. So they adopted us. So after the 70s got going into the 80s, I adopted them, and then for the last 50 years, everything I could do to help out skateboarding, surfers, BMX, I pledged my life to them because they helped us out and gave us purpose back in the day.
I'll tell you what, we've got a wicked one today though. We're going to be speaking to Erin Narlock, and this lady is probably the most plugged in person regarding Reebok.
It is really upon the freestyle that all of the success of Reebok is built in the United States. And it starts with the freestyle, and let's break it down. It is built for women, specifically for women. Mm-hmm. And this is truly a game-changing shoe. So the first three shoes were offered in white and baby blue and pink. And everyone's like, oh my God, Trinket and Pinket. But at that time... But at that time, pastels and just the dance aesthetic was really, really popular. So what Reebok will then do is by 1983, what we'll see is we will offer it in a high top, right? So the freestyle high is the true long-lasting icon, and we can talk about that. We'll offer it in a men's version. So this is probably the only time, guys. women will go first, and you will want what we have, and we're like, yeah, sure, we'll make something for you.
So today we've got Jordan Geller. We're talking about the sneaker that changed absolutely everything. And I'm not just talking about in sneakers, not just talking about in basketball, but the entire world of sport.
I think they saw in Michael the ability to do something that had never been done before. When you get to the Air Jordan 1, you start seeing colors on basketball shoes like you never saw before that. The impact is immeasurable, and I don't think there will ever be a more significant sneaker than the Air Jordan 1.